こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ソニーコンピュータサイエンス研究所のフローマシーンズという人工知能システムが、人工知能として初めてポップソングを作りました。既存の膨大な曲数のデータベースを分析し、パターンを学習して似たようなものを作り出すという手法で曲が作られます。編曲や歌詞は人間の手を借りていますが、音、メロディー、技術を組み合わせ、人間が選んだどんなジャンルでも曲を作ることができます。ビートルズ風としてできたのが Daddy's Car というこちらの曲。
どうI like it.
また、アメリカを代表する作曲家、アーヴィング・バーリン、デューク・エリントン、ジョージ・ガーシュウィン、コール・ポーターのスタイルを混ぜた作品がこちらの Mr. Shadow。
Yeah. An artificial intelligence system named Flow Machines, developed by Sony Computer Sciences Laboratory, has produced the first AI-generated pop song. The AI is capable of analyzing large databases of music and producing similar songs modeled after patterns it has recognized. While the arrangement and lyrics are contributed by humans, by combining sounds and melody, the AI can produce music of any genre. The AI's first song is Daddy's Car, created in the Beatles style,And the second song was Mr. Shadow, created in the style of Irving Berlin, Duke Ellington, George Gershwin, and Cole Porter.
そう、あの2017年にアルバムが出るらしいよ。このフローマシーンズが作った曲を集めた CD。あの、なんだろうね、心理的なものかもしれないんだけど、Daddy's Car は聞いててちょっとざわざわする。
It's kind of spooky.
そう、
When I listened to it, I honestly had goosebumps. I felt weird.
なんかさ、怖いよね。
It's a message.
そう、でも AI が作ったって知らずに聞いても怖いかどうかは分かんないじゃん、もはや自分では、mm. なんだけど、で、 Mr. Shadow は声をなんかつなぎ合わせてあるみたいな。
Yeah, it almost sounds backwards.
そう、エフェクトがかかってて、それもそれでなんかちょっと怖い。
yeah.
あの、Daddy's Car の方は結構キャッチーなね、あの、元気な曲ではあるんだけど。
It actually sounds like a band that I like a lot.
あ、や？
Called Tame Impala.
Hmm.
Have you heard of them?
No.
Yeah, Tame Impala kind of sounds like that.
Hmm.
Which is weird.
なんか私今日シェイクシャック行って並んでた時にラジオ聞いてたのね、
うん、
そしたらそのシェイクシャックの曲、何、スピーカーから曲が流れてきて、それがこのダディーズカーに似てたの。なんか最初ダディーズカーが流れてるのかと思って怖って思っちゃった。全然違ったんだけど、でもちょっと似てる感じの、だからまあ、yeah. ちょっとありがちな曲が多いから、ポップソングって、だからまあ AI でも作れる、作ろうと思えば作れるっていうことだよね。
It's kind of interesting how our brain can keep sounds so separated. You know, like you can actually listen to something and something else can be playing at the same time, and you're not confused about which instruments are in which song and stuff necessarily, right?
そうだね、確かに。でもこれやられちゃうとさ、曲作ってる人はどういうふうに思うんだろうね、これは。
Well, it's just like the neural network art that's being made now. The art that's being produced by these artificial intelligence neural networks is amazing. And they can replicate styles of all kinds of artists.
Yeah.
You know, from a single base image. And is it art? Can we call it art? You know? We're saying this is a song. Is it a song? Does a song need to be made by a person?
そうね。
Because, you know, there's weird radio frequencies from the North Pole of Jupiter that, you know, you could play as a sound file.
Right.
To call that a song.
まあでもこれはサンを作ろうと思って作ってるから、まあサンだよね。
Right. I guess. So what's the, where do you think this will be in 5 years when they're releasing their 50th album?
わかんない。でも結構さ、まあ、前に大学の時に、多分マイケルも知ってる子だと思うけど、日本のレーベルに曲を書いてる子がいて、
うん、
結構有名な日本の歌手に曲を提供してて、その子がポップソングなんて超簡単だよみたいな、
うん、
だいたいパターンが決まってるから本当にパパーと書いてもう一瞬だよみたいな、
yeah.
だからその子が好きな音楽を作ってるわけじゃなくて、まあ、お金になるから、まあ、売れそうな曲を作ってたわけなんだけど、mm-hmm. 彼女はそれを聞いた時に、あ、そういうもんなんだと思って。
It's kind of true. A lot of the really、
まあ、ハリウッドの映画とかもそうじゃんね。こう売れようと思って作ってるものと、
yeah.
まあ、本当に好きで作ってるものと違うから。
Yeah, there's some formula within、
yeah.
within the culture.
だからそういうものに関しては確かにパターン化してるから、なんかAI でも作れそうっていう気はするよね。っていうと真剣にそれ作ってる人にめちゃくちゃ怒られそうだけど。
So I could be a producer, but I just made an AI which makes dope music.
Yeah.
And then potentially I could sell AI's dope music through iTunes or something,、
hmm.
right? And then people, I mean, this is what we wanted out of the、Hatsune Miku, right? Really?
Honestly, I still don't really understand Hatsune Miku.
Just like, the voice it, is not a real... No, someone is writing that music completely. It's not made by AI or anything. But the voice、yeah. is a digital voice, so it's not a real voice.
So you don't need a singer, that's it?
Yeah, and that's、why the singer is that hologram、
hmm.
character, right?
Okay.
But we really want the hologram character to actually write the music too, or to come up with the sounds and the melodies as well, right?
I don't know.
If we're working towards, you know, a full-on...
digital...
virtual musician.
Right. そうだね。Yeah. Why did Hatsune Miku get so big?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. I don't...
だからちゃんと調べたっていうか、見たことがないからよくわかんないんだけど。
How is the first song this good? And does it necessarily get better? You know?
Yeah.
Is it gonna get better?
すでにだって一万何千曲のリードシートを元にこれを作ってるから、まあ、そのデータベースの量を増やすことはできるかもしれないけど、まあ、あとなんかこう売れてる曲とかその時代の流れみたいなものも組み込んで、今ならこういうのがとか。
I just thought of a crazy service. What if you had something like the、what is it called? Like iTunes Genius or whatever?
It's 曲を、like、こういうのいいんじゃないですかって言ってくれるやつね。
yeah. Right? So you just you pick a bunch of songs that you likeAnd then it'll suggest more music that you might like, right?、
Mm.
But what if you just pick songs that you like, and then it just creates a new song on the spot in real time and just plays that to you? So it's like, I want to hear 50 Cent plus Nas plus New Jabez plus Joey Badass or something, and then it just whips up some crazy、
まあね、
song.
でも新しくはないよね、だから。その既存のやつが混ざったやつが出てくるっていうだけで。
But isn't that what we're doing though? Isn't that what we're all doing all the time?
I guess.
Did you have an original idea? If so, when did it occur? And how?
まあね。
Right? It's this weird chaos thing where everything kind of just flows into everything else in the future. And so everything that we produce is this crazy amalgamation of who you are and where you are and how you're feeling and what you've been exposed to, what you think you understand.
まあネットも確かにそうだもんね。例えばネットと雑誌を比べた時に、ネットって自分の知識とか興味だけでどんどんナビゲートされていくものだから、全く興味がないものとかには全然出会わないこともあるけど、雑誌だともう全部あるものを見るしかないから、全然興味がなかったことにも出会うことがあるっていう。それを音楽でもやっちゃうっていうことだよね。
Yeah. Super customized. and pretty soon we're going to be able to, like you said, with Hollywood, I mean, it's basically already been done, but we're going to have machines that can produce entire movies out of CGI.
Yeah.
Because it can understand objects and how they interact with each other and plot lines and character development and all of these things from analyzing enough data that pretty soon you have an artificial intelligence producing an entire movie from scratch within 30 minutes, you know, just because you fed it Inception and like, and you know, I don't know what other movies would go well with that.
ね、どうなるんだろうね。なんかこう、人間がやってるからすごいっていう思えることもあるじゃん。スタントとかさ、まあ、CG だったらすごいものにもないみたいな。あ、これを本当の人間がやってんだとか、演技がうまいとかもさ、本当の人間がこれができるっていうのがすごいなっていうのが面白みであって、それをこう全部 CG でやられるとすごいもへったくるもない。
But what if you could have a movie acted out by humans but directed by artificial intelligence?
Yeah.
It's basically just an algorithm that figures out what we like. Because the songs that are being analyzed by this Flow Machines thing, they're not throwing in, you know, Friday.
Yeah.
By Rebecca Black.
Right. もうせっかく忘れてたのに、あの歌。
I'm just thinking of, you know, what are some directions we don't want AI to go.
だからああいうのを作っちゃうことになるよね、まさに。本当に。
So what is AI doing right now overall? Because we have AI playing Go, right? We have AI making health diagnoses. We have AI making music, making imagery. AI is involved in manufacturing and so it's kind of seeping into all these different industries and different facets of our life. Pretty soon the personal assistant thing will be largely AI powered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing a lot of stuff.
ね、しかもさりげないよね、こうやって。
There's no turning back.
No.
So we're basically going to be either become or be replaced by machines.
Yep. そうだね。なんかそういうアートとかクリエイティブ系のところも AI にやられるってなると、なんかちょっと想像してたよりもっとすごいことになるよね。
うん。It's an oddly like because it's so oriented around mass data, it's producing some kind of average of things, right? And so there has to be faith in this idea that our imagination transcends physics in some weird way, that we can have spontaneous ideas that are beyond the theoretical capability of programming, right? Like, is there value in humans and our imagination and our ideas?
そう、だからそれがすごく機械とは全然違うものっていう風に捉えられてきたのに、結局人間自体の理解も変わってきてるじゃん。じゃあフリーウィルがあるのかないのかとか、結局人間の行動なんて全部リアクションに過ぎないとかってなってくると、あ、じゃあ別に AI にできなくて人間にできることなんてないんじゃないかとか思ってくるよね。
Yeah.
結局は。
Yeah. What do you think the answer is?
I don't know.
What? You gotta side with humans here.
Right. I can't. That's the thing. You know, like I don't.
Why?
I feel like, なんか人間があまりにも overestimate されてきたというかさ。 感じがあるじゃん。他の動物と相対的にも。いやいやいや。だから、だから動物と比べても。
That's a really human thing to do too. That's part of our charm. See, AI won't overestimate itself, and that's why it can't do some of the crazy things that we can do, maybe.
Right? そうかな。そうだね。まあそれは結構ポジティブな見方だよね。
You have to believe that there's some goodness in the craziness, in the wildness and unpredictability of people, in the flaws. It's that we're imperfect, that somehow we're getting value out of that, or somehow that's contributing our mistakes, right?
そうだね。そうだね。そっちで考えた方がいいね。
無理やり。
次。BBC が複数の大学の神経学者や人類学者と共同で134カ国1万8000人を対象に行った調査で、一番休めるのはどんな時かを尋ねたところ、内向的な人はもちろん外向的な人も一人で過ごすことが一番の休息になっていることが分かりました。その後に自然の中で過ごすこと、音楽を聴くこと、何もしないことが続き、一人でできることばかりが挙げられました。チームを率いたフェリシティ・キャラード教授は、人々は自分がいかに忙しく生産的かを自慢したがり、それがステータスのようになっていますと述べ、興味深い発見として人々が仕事と休息を真逆には捉えていないことを挙げました。さらなる調査で、仕事のリズム内でもっと休息を得られるような仕組みを作り出すことはできそうだとしています。
The BBC, in cooperation with several neurologists and anthropologists, conducted a survey of 18,000 people in 134 countries, asking people when they get the most rest, and found that for both introverts and extroverts alike, it was spending time alone.This was followed by being in nature, listening to music, or doing nothing, generally activities that can be done alone. According to team lead Felicity Callard, people like to be busy to boast that they are productive, as a statement of status. Interestingly, Callard found that most people did not think of work and rest as opposites. Her plans for future research will look into whether we can integrate more rest into our work rhythms.
そう、日本語だとあんまり内向的外向的ってそんなに話題にならない気がするんだけど、ネットでも、欧米は好きよね、このintrovert extrovert の話、なんか、well, あなたはどっちですかのテストとかもしょっちゅうあるし、
I forget what it was, but there's some fairly standard personality analysis test、that became very popular for a while in like
やったことある
Yeah.
私いつも間ですと言われる、なんかどっちでもない、どっちもどっちもみたいな
All the time? Or do you think that you fluctuate? Like it also depends when you take the test, right?
まあね、どういう気分かによるからね。でも
Because you can be feeling, you know, really confident, you just scored some goals anda high school soccer game or something, and you take the test and you score pretty extroverted, whereas you could be having, you know, not such a great year in your life and score really introverted, right?
Really? Is that how it works?
Yeah, because you're not the same.
Like when you're not happy, you're
for sure.
That's
for
what
sure.
you just said. Really?I don't think so.
Well, I think your levels of, you know, how introverted or extroverted you are changes over
right.
the course of your life.
But not depending on how successful you are at the moment.
Well, not necessarily success, but just how you view your relations to other people.
Which are you?
I would definitely be leaning towards introverted, I think.
そうね、ここでいや絶対エクストロバートだねって言われたらびっくりするけど、こっちもえ嘘、
well,
みたいな。
I'm extroverted when I'm doing stuff that I like to do with other people, but yeah, but that's mostly like outdoor stuff or I don't know. It depends what I'm doing.
そう、私もどっちかに 確実に偏ってる時はあんまりないかな。でも確かに一人で過ごすことが一番の休息っていうのは本当にそうだと思う、てか私はそう、
うん、
なんか一人の時間があんまない時が続くと疲れない？
Yeah, but I usually don't realize it until I'm alone.
そっか。いや私何日も続けて人にめっちゃ一日中いろんな人に会ったりとかするのが続いてると、うわなんか休んでないって思っちゃう。
Well, it's a lot of work because human beings are super complex, and so when you're spending time with people, inevitably your brain is performing billions of weird calculations just to make sure you're not the most awkward human on earth.
Yeah,
you know, trying to interact with other people.
So so.
People are very complex and.Difficult to predict and interacting with them is probably exhausting, right?
そうだから最近パーティーとかあんま行きたくないんだよね。なんか疲れない？知らない人がいっぱいいて、でもさ知ってる人だけと喋ってるとものすごい排他的な人みたいだから、まあやっぱちょっと会ったことない人にもちゃんと自己紹介して喋ろうと思うじゃん。
いや。Yeah.
でちょっと喋るんだけど。なんかもう疲れるよね。
I tend to like just lose interest or motivation in the right in the middle of a social situation.
Yeah.
Like right in the middle of it. And then I kind of will just, I don't know, wing it. You know, sometimes you can put effort into things and present yourself better and be more polite and follow all the sort of social greetings, customs and whatnot, and make small talk and stuff. But I'll just be in the middle of small talk and I'm just thinking about, I don't know,
全然違うこと?
simulation. I don't know what, anything.
でも意外と話し、 like, でも意外と話してみると話の方向によってはすごい面白い人もいるじゃん。
Yeah,
で、あ、すごい気が合うとか、
Yeah.
なんだろう。あ、この人こんな風に思うんだ。面白い。
Yeah, but you're sifting for gold.Right?
そう。
You're just sifting.
で、その中でなんか急にアイシスの話とかになっちゃったりとかして誰かのせいで。で、なんかこうわけわかんないこと言ってるやつとかがいると、うわーもう帰りたい。
Yeah, someone can just say stuff that you just think is ridiculous.
なんか major turn off. で、なんかもう、いや、それは違うじゃんとか言うのもめんどくさいし、でもそいつがずっとベラベラ喋ってたりとかして、うわーもう黙ってほしいみたいな。ってなっちゃう。難しいよね、知らない。大人になってからの知らない人、いや子供の時ってまだそんなにさ、あの事故が確立されてないじゃんみんなあんまり、だからこうすごいフルイッドっていうか、だからまあどうでもいいやって感じで誰でも友達になれるって感じだったけど、今なんかちょっと難しいね。
It's hard to chill.
でさらにめんどくさがりになってるし、自分もそんな頑張って知らない人のこと知りたいと思わないっていうか、
yeah.
たまにすごい興味出る時はあるんだけどね、わあこの人すごい面白いなとかで、なんか質問がすごい湧き出てくるみたいな時はあるけど、パーティーとかになるといろんな人がいるからなかなか難しいよね。
What do you do when you're alone to rest other than pet cats?
本を読む。
Hmm.
一人の時に本を読むのがめっちゃ幸せ。休んでるって感じ。
Yeah, I have a hard time just letting time go when I'm reading. You know? Do you know what I'm talking about?
What?
Sometimes when I'm reading, I become aware of how long I've been reading for.
Yeah. それが嬉しくない？なんかわ本読んでるだけで本読んでるだけで何時間も経ったみたいな。
But I would enjoy reading books so much more if I could just pause time and then read.
え、そんなに時間もったいないの？
Sometimes I don't know. I always have this weird feeling about how much time things are taking. Kind of. It's weird.
なんか productive。じゃないことしてると思うと焦るタイプ。
Sometimes,
私も結構そうなんだけど、元は、
Yeah.
やばい、無駄な時間過ごしてるみたいな思っちゃうタイプ。
Well, in particular, just reading. Because it's such a what's the word I'm looking for? It's just a total pleasure thing, I feel like, for me. Like, I'm just reading about something I want to read about. That's...
それがいいんだよ。それがなかなかないことだから、楽しい。やっぱなんかネットとか見てると何かを調べたくなっちゃうじゃん。何か知識を得たくなっちゃうじゃん、新しい。でも本はそれができない。もう you're stuck in the story. <Yeah. S 1> それが逆に、ああ、なんか癒される。あとこうさ、情景とか人の顔とかが思い浮かぶじゃん。そのイマジネーションっていうかさ、それが普段ないじゃん。そんななんかいろんな情景を妄想するっていうことが。
Yeah,
やっぱ小説いいよ。
I haven't been able to do that in a while. You know when you really get into a book, and now there's a fully functional alternate universe that you can visit in your mind when you revisit that book. Do you know what I mean?
はいはいはいはいはい。
The characters are there, the world is there, you know what the trees look like, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know what's going on, like the dynamics of this other world.
究極ネットがない方が読書も面白いんだよね。なんか昔の自分の読書の感じを思い返してみると、あのなんか違う時代背景でこういう服を着ててって言われた時に、事実と違ってもいいから自分の妄想で読み進めるじゃん、今すぐ調べちゃうんだよね、
right.
画像で、あこの時代何着てたのかな。
Yeah, that'd be weird to do. As you're reading a book, it mentions something and then you have to Google it to see what it looks like.
それをやっちゃうんだよ、
to put it in your imagination.
そう、だからそうするとイマジネーションじゃないんだよね、もう、
yeah.
もう事実だからなるべくネット使わないでいかに読むかっていう。だからやっぱり情景が思い起こしやすいやつ、私はゾラとか好きなんだけど、こう何1800年代のパリの様子とかがめっちゃ思い浮かぶわみたいな本が好き。それかスリラーね、犯人が誰なんだろうみたいなやつばっかり読む。
We'll have books, novels written by AI soon. It might be good.
かな。次、デューク大学が中年男性を対象に行った実験で、セックスの後などに脳内に放出されるホルモンオキシトシンを鼻からスプレーされた男性は、瞑想によってさまざまな感情が呼び起こされスピリチュアルな気持ちになり、その効果はその後1週間持続することが分かりました。オキシトシンを鼻から注入された男性たちは、他の人々や生き物とのつながりを感じると述べ、希望、ひらめき、畏敬の念、愛、静けさ、興味について語り出し、人生における精神性の重要さや人生には意味や意義があるといったことを話しました。オキシトチンを注入されていない男性たちは、瞑想をしても特にスピリチュアルな感覚が普段より上昇することはありませんでした。オキシトシンは勃起や射精に関連するホルモンで、愛を感じたり相手をくっついたりすることを促します。自分の犬や猫と触れ合うことでもオキシトシンが放出されます。研究を率いたヴァン・カッペレン氏は、オキシトシンは私たちの世界の見方や信じるものに影響を与えますと述べました。
In research conducted by Duke University on middle-aged men, they found that oxytocin, a hormone released by the brain after sexproduced strong spiritual feelings that persisted for a week when administered via a nasal spray and followed up with meditation. Subjects administered with oxytocin felt feelings of interconnectedness with other people and living things, and expressed deeper feelings of hope, inspiration, awe, love, serenity, and interest, as well as a sense of meaning, of significance to life. Subjects not administeredwith oxytocin did not exhibit the same spiritual response, regardless of having participated in the guided meditation. As oxytocin is a hormone involved in erection and ejaculation, it compels people to cuddle with people they love. Interaction with cats and dogs can also trigger release of oxytocin. Study lead Van Kapelen stated the following regarding the hormone. Oxytocin may affect how we perceive the world and what we believe, too.
そう、面白いよね。オキシトシンを鼻から注入されただけで 人生には意味や意義があるといったことを語り出すっていうところではちょっと笑っちゃったけど、うん、それぐらいだからホルモンに影響を受けるっていうことだよね、人間は常に。
That's pretty interesting that it would do that.
うん。ね、だからこうちょっとイチャイチャしたくなるとかそういうのを超えてるもんね、もはや。
So this, that's not necessarily a response that people have fromsexual interaction though, is it? Or sexual intercourse?
どうなんだろう。だからその ratio は分かんないよね。実際。その intercourse 自体でどれぐらいさ、そういう感情が得られるのか。
Do you know how the dose compares to like endogenous releases?
No.
Of oxytocin?
No.これちゃんとね論文見てないからどれぐらいスプレーしたのかはチェックしてない、うん、でもちょっと鼻からスプレーされてみたいよね。だから今ここでさ、well, マイケルの鼻にオキシトシンスプレーしたら急に愛とか語り出すかな。
This could be considered a psychedelic in some sense, the way that it changes、
yeah.
your perspective on the world and having an impact that lastsYou know, at least a week is,
そう本当なんか
means that it would have a pretty strong effect on you.
うん、特にこの他の生き物とのつながりを感じるとか。
うん。
で、本当ね、サイケデリックみたいな感じ。
You just want to cuddle with like rabbits and trees.
Yeah.
And caterpillars.
Yeah. Ew. No.
No.
I don't want to cuddle with caterpillars.
Caterpillars? No.
No. No thanks. Ew is not nice. Sorry, but
butterflies.
Yeah, 最近でも本当ね、あの虫結構平気になってきたけど。いやだからやっぱりこうさ、すごい大企業の evil な人たちとかはこう定期的にオキシトシン鼻から注入した方がいいよね。政治家とかさ、なんかこう戦争を起こそうとしてる。戦争で富を肥やそうとしてる人たちとか、yeah. ちょっとシュッとしたらさ、あやっぱやめようみたいな、ラブ&ピースみたいな。
What if they just put low doses of oxytocin in the drinking water the way that they do with fluoride?
そうだね。
I mean, I don't know if you can consume it that way, but
yeah. 勝手に混ぜちゃう。
It probably won't work, but you know, they put fluoride in the drinking water
いや、そうね。だからなんかこうさ、たまにこの間も千葉かどっかで女性が変な男に針を刺されるみたいな、なんか知らない男に急に太ももに針を刺されましたみたいな事件があって、たまにあるじゃん。なんか、まあ、この事件がそうか分かんないけど、こう女性に拒絶されてばかりの男性がこうストレスが溜まりすぎて女性全員を敵とみなしてしまって何かこう行動に移してしまうみたいな、そういうのもさ、こうオキシトシン鼻からスプレーしたら急にちょっとなんかああラブみたいなさ、ちょっと平和な気持ちになるかもしれないよね。
Yeah, you can't really get oxytocin unless you have sex or get this nasal spray, or I guess maybe you can get a little bit by petting cats depending
yeah,
on how much you like petting
cats.
Cat
or dog, yeah.やっぱ動物と暮らすって大事だね、そう考えると。よしよしよしってしたらオキシトシンがダバダバダバって出てさ、みんながハッピーじゃん。
I don't know if it works that reliably.
超 simplified.
They find out certain breeds of cats cause you to produce more oxytocin.
Well, as long as they're cute to you. でも確かにセックスした後にオキシトシンが出てるじゃん、あのこのオキシトシンのことを調べすぎて、あオキシトシン出てんなってって思うじゃん、冷静に。すごいラビダビな気持ちになって、ああ今オキシトシン出てんなって自分で思うわけじゃん。
That's weird.
でその時にさ、喧嘩を相手に吹っかけようとかいう気にならないもんね、やっぱり。
Hmm.
もう、
yeah.
超ハッピーみたいになるじゃん。
Yeah.
オキシトシンよね。
Well, I think it really just highlights how fickle our minds are.
そう。
And how chemically dependent, you know, your perspective on things can seem to be.
そう。 だから最近話してなかった、最近オキシトシン番組に出てきてなかったけど、前はよく言ってたもんね、その男の人とセックスしたら好きになっちゃう、どうしようってすごい女の子悩んでさ、こんな悪い男なのに好きになっちゃったっていうか、好きになったんじゃない、オキシトシンが出てるだけだよで、それを理解してれば冷静になれるじゃん。あ、待って、好きになったと思ったけどオキシトシンが出てるだけだ、ちょっと冷静になろうみたいな。
But is there a difference?
Yeah
yeah, I guess there is.
Yeah.
I guess there is.
本当にその人のことを全部見て好きなのか。
Because liking someone, here's what it is. Liking someone, actually liking someone, it is actually in the structure of your brain. Do you know what I mean? Whereas the feeling that you feel immediately after sex is a fleeting hormonal response.
Right.
But you really want, if you're thinking long term at all, or if you're just being rational, then you would make that distinction.
So, so, so.
Between this sort of response
so.
And actually liking someone, which requires the structural reconfiguration of the molecules in your brain.
そう。でもこういう客観的知識がないとその2つの区別がつかないから、なんかわかんないけど好きになっちゃったってなるわけじゃん。
Yeah.
とかなんかすごいいつも傷つけられてるダメな男なのにセックスするたびにまた好きになっちゃうみたいな。違うよ。声は大にして言いたいよね。
Yeah.
そうするとこう自分が傷つくことをさ避けられるじゃん。知識によって乗り越える。
It's useful for figuring out what you like.
So,
and so much of our confusion in life is figuring out what we like. That's so much of it. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know who I want to be with.
So,
I don't know. Should I call so and so? You know. No, don't call them. You're drunk.
Yeah.
次。
本当そう。
According to research set to be published in the journal Annalen der Physik, the arrow of time doesn't exist in the objective universe and is rather actually created in the mind of the observer. The researchers carried out calculations testing the Wheeler-DeWitt equation, which attempts to use gravity to explain decoherence based on measurements of gravity. And they found that the forces of gravity are too weak to account for the forward motion of time. The researchers then suggest, controversially, that time is an emergent property dependent on the presence of an observer capable of preserving information.
学会誌アナーレンデルフィジックスに掲載される予定の研究で、時間軸というものはこの客観的世界には存在せず、観察者の頭の中で作られているのだと述べられています。研究ではデコヒーレンスに重力を用いて説明しようとするホイーラードウィット方程式を重力計測をもとにテストしたところ、時間を先に進める原因としては重力は弱すぎることが分かりました。チームは時間の流れというものは情報を保持することができる観察者の存在があって初めて出現するものなのではないかと提言しており、物議を醸しています。
Yep.
なんか、でもそうであってほしくない？
Why?
わかんない。なんか、その方が、例えばおじいちゃんとかさ、うちのおじいちゃんとかもちょっとボケちゃってて、時間の感覚がないみたいな感じに見えるわけじゃん、こちらからすると。なんか彼の時間の感覚と私の時間の感覚は全然違うから、時間軸っていうのは絶対的なものじゃないって言われた方が腑に落ちる。
Well, I think, to a certain extent that's true, and we do experience time subjectively. Time is always experienced subjectively, as suggested by relativity, Einstein's relativity. But this is trying to describe why it is that the universe is moving in this, or the nature of time itself, objectively, in the absence of an observer. We know that time is subjective. From an observer's point of view.
So how do they explain decays or...
Well, basically, well, first of all, how well do you think you understand the concept of time?
I don't know.
Better or worse than the general population? Where do you think the general population's understanding of time is?
I have no idea.
Have you taken a class that taught you about time?
No.
Have you learned anything about time from school?
No, just how to read clocks, I guess.
I think I was the same way, though.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't it because no one knows? Like, you can't... Well, I mean, I couldn't teach kids about it because we don't know.
Well, you can deconstruct our experience of time. We have the past, and we have the present, and we have the future. We have memories, we have experience, and then we have the imagination, right?
Mm.
And those things are aligned that way, right?
Yeah.
Our memories and our imagination are on opposite sides of the present,
right,
in a weird way, or our expectations,
yeah,
right? Even concepts like that are not laid out in any way in our academic system or referenced in the first place, right?
Right. It's more intuitive, you know?
Yeah. Isn't that... I think that's weird, too.
It's one of the dimensions
that we exist in.
It's like... It's more like how to walk, right? It's not in the textbook because we... It's more intuitive. Like, we all have that in common.
But there's not a whole lot to understand about walking. There's a lot to understand about time.
Yeah.
So the traditional explanation for time, or I guess the mainstream explanation for time, the arrow of time, is basically the way I understand it, comes from entropy. And basically disorder always increases. And there's no way to reverse that process. Mm. Every other process in the universe can run backwards without violating physics, except for entropy.
Mm.
Mm. But these people are saying that that's not necessarily the case.
So they're saying it doesn't exist without the presence of an observer?
Mm-hmm.
Observer as in... Living things?
A living thing that is capable of preserving information. So you have to have memory, and you have to be able to anticipate the future in order for there to be the experience of time.
So let's say we leave this room right now,
mm-hmm.
and your room just has tables and computers and chairs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
time
in theory...
isn't flowing here.
Time doesn't exist in this room. The moment we leave here.
According to these researchers, I don't understand the Wheeler-DeWitt equation necessarily.
Yeah.
But this the decoherence is basically trying to get from quantum level phenomenon to larger phenomenon and explain that gap.
Hmm.
And in mainstream science, that's been done by incorporating gravity. So they use measurements of gravity to see whether or not gravity was strong enough to make this actually occur and force things in the direction of the flow of time. But these researchers say that gravity is not strong enough to accomplish that.
So it's just a matter of strength?
The strength of gravity, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. You have to have a strong enough input to satisfy what we observe actually occurring.
Wait, but like Interstellar,
mm-hmm.
like different planets has different gravity strength.
Yeah.
Right? I thought that's why the time flows,
mm-hmm.
like time flows in a different speed.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are saying that that's not the case, or...
They're saying that time behaves the way it does only when we're looking at it. Yeah, I'm not really convinced by this, but then again, I'm not a physicist, so I don't really know. But I think some experts in the field have suggested that they failed to account for space-time, essentially what we're talking about, relativity.
It's kind of like, it reminds me of a theory where the universe exists only when you're looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it exists only because you're looking.
Yeah, it's like Minecraft.
Yeah.
Because nothing's being rendered unless a player is there.
Right.
So that's called a procedurally generated universe.
Mm.
And early scientific inquiry into this during like the medieval ages and, I don't know, thousands of years ago or hundreds of a thousand years ago, people drew these diagrams. What was it called? But there are these creepy diagrams with people of human figures that are projecting light out of their eyeballs.
Okay.
And whatever's in the scope of the light projected by their eyeballs is what actually exists.
Mm.
Like the reason why we can see things. It's like, oh, it's emission theory. That's what it's called.
でもさ、変な話、例えば家の 冷房つけるじゃん? めっちゃ暑い時 で出かけるじゃん? で帰ってきたらいなかった時間の分だけ涼しくなってるわけじゃん? それはどうなってんの?
Well, it's not saying that things don't happen. Basically, the whole universe has already happened, according to these people, as far as I can interpret what they're saying. So, the whole universe has already happened. Because a good counterpoint that they could have is like, why is it right now? What an arbitrary time to exist in. Why should only one point in time exist? In parallel universes, it could be a different time. There could be a different universe for each individual instant of existence, for example, right? So, I mean, it comes down to the... it's like if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound, right?
Yeah.
Mainstream science says it makes a sound.
Yeah.
These guys are saying it doesn't make a sound. Mm. So it kind of comes down to a philosophical debate, which is being hashed out in the form of these calculations of gravity.
Mm.
So the implications are huge, if they're onto something. And it's being published in what seems to be a legitimate scientific journal. So, But they're definitely the minority. I mean, this is an idea that I had basically thought had been completely ruled out. And probably most mainstream scientists still think this, that it's not a possibility.
The takeaway that someone like me will get from this story is that it is better to have cats in your room then.
Well.
So that it's not getting creepy in your room where time doesn't exist.
Well.
My cats can retain memory.
Well,
so.
How about this idea? What if I lived thousands of years ago, but you're only experiencing the present right now? Like, what if everyone on Earth already lived their lives? They already did everything. This has already happened. And you're basically just watching a video in VR. Or you're in an experience. But I don't know where I'm going with this. But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
About the subjectivity of time.
Right. I mean, basically anything is possible.
Mm-hmm. Because we can do all the math we want and all the experiments we want. But at the end of the day, you're living in the present. And you're just looking through some eyeballs at a screen. And so, I mean, that's the reality of your situation.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what conclusions have been.
I was about to say, like, if we're in VR, then why is the world so shitty with ISIS and everything? But then all of our games are war games, or you have people shooting at you and stuff, right? Because that's more exciting.
Yeah.
That's more fun.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, well.
So that's not even an argument.
This idea of thinking, just thinking about time, considering time. People, there's been a lot of work done on time in antiquity by ancient civilizations. People paid a huge amount of attention to time and cycles in relation to astronomy, you know, the movement of...
だってそのさ、天文学とか、まあ、宇宙物理学みたいなとかを見てて、まあ、こういうことがあって、こういうふうに惑星があってとか、いろいろ聞いてて、はあ、ふんふんふんふんと思うけど、その時間がな一方、一方向に流れていくっていうことだけは、やっぱり意味がわからないよね。Like, why?
yeah.
まあエントロピーももういつもそうだけど時間だけに関わらずだけど時間は特に何これ。
Yeah, it's the asymmetry that sort of defies logic. The same way that, I mean, anything existing in the first place is an asymmetry that defies logic. So we're sort of chasing these asymmetries back to the core and trying to figure outYou know, why any of this is going on.
It's like a song.
It's like a song. Well, everything has the character of a drama, I think. Everything...
Like you press play and then it goes forward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we never question it.
Yeah, we don't question it.
Like, why does
And it's
song...
an arrow. It's an arrow.
Yeah.
An arrow is like a song.
Yeah.
It's this idea that everything has the character of a drama. Your life, the universe, the earth, my laptop, you know, everything kind of has a beginning.Peaks at some point, there is a struggle, they overcome, they settle down, it gets quiet, and it ends. And the universe is like this, you know, if you look at the predicted entropic heat death and the way that it was birthed in such a violent and tumultuous environment, the same way that a human being is birthed that way.
Yeah. So weird.
So, you know, what is this archetype of the journey, the trip, you know, it starts off and things are happening and there's some kind of adventure and things are tested and the observer learns something and there's a lesson, right? And then there's some kind of totality as they, you know, pass this on somehow. There's a legacy. I don't know what all of that is, but it has something to do with time.
Yeah. 次.
On Tuesday, Elon Musk revealed details regarding SpaceX's planned interplanetary transport system, as well as their mission to make life multiplanetary. The ITS consists of four main parts: the rocket, the spacecraft, a fuel tanker, and propellant depots. The vehicle plans show it as being 122 meters tall,weighing 10,500 tons and generating 128,000 kilonewtons of thrust. The booster rocket will be constructed primarily from carbon fiber and be fully reusable to minimize cost. The launch system will use deep cryomethalox Raptor engines, as methane could potentially be produced by depots throughout the solar system by converting water and carbon dioxide to oxygen and methane via electrolysis and a Sabatier process. SpaceX plans to use the system to transport large numbers of people to Mars every 26 months during Mars's close approach for a ticket price of $200,000, aiming to facilitate the colonization of Mars. Musk summed up his motivation with the following: "It would be an incredible adventure. I think it would be the most inspiring thing that I can possibly imagine. Life needs to be more than just solving problems every day. You need to wake up and be excited about the future and be inspired and want to live.
火曜日、イーロン・マスク氏が人類を火星に送るスペース X のプロジェクト ITS について発表しました。ITS はロケット、宇宙船、燃料タンク、燃料貯蔵基地の4つからなります。宇宙船は高さ122メートル、重さ1万500トンで12万8000キロニュートンの推進力です。ロケットは主に炭素繊維でできており、コストを抑えるため再利用可能です。発射システムにはラプターエンジンを使います。スペース X は26ヶ月ごとに多くの人を火星に輸送し、火星を植民地化する計画を立てており、チケットは1人20万ドルです。マスク氏は以下のように述べています。これは素晴らしい冒険になるでしょう。私が想像しうる最も感激的な出来事になるはずです。生命というのは日々の課題を解決するだけにとどまってはいけない。朝起きた時に未来についてワクワクし、インスパイアされ、行きたいと思わなければいけない。チケットは一人だから2000何百万円とかかな。
うん。
これなんだっけの、一回に送る人数がすごい多くなかったっけ。
Yeah, well, the spaceship can, has a capacity of potentially up to 200 people.
Mm.
And during that 26-month period when Mars is far away, well, basically how it's going to work is they will use the booster rocket to deliver the spacecraft to a parking orbit. The booster rocket will then fly back down to Earth and land. And then they're going to put a fuel tank on top of the booster rocket and fly that up. That fuel tank will add fuel to the spacecraft that's in the parking orbit and go back to Earth. And they're going to launch more spacecraft up there. And they're going to prepare as many spacecraft as they can within the 26-month window. And at the end of... or period, and at the end of that period, all of those spaceships are going to leave together to go to Mars.
じゃあ最初のに乗った人はずっと待ってなきゃいけないの？
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to take that long. The rocket goes back down to Earth, and then they just refuel it and put the fuel tank on, and it comes back up.
Okay.
And it only takes a couple minutes to launch. To actually launch. Or for it to get to space.
なんかさ、火星に行く課題としてもはや技術とかではなくて倫理面だみたいな記事出てた。その要は人類が火星、まあ今もあの変な微生物とかを持ち込んでないかとかすごいチェックするじゃん、厳しいじゃん。で、水源があるところには近づいちゃいけないとか。だ結局人類を送るってなると火星にいる生き物なり微生物なりとかを壊滅させちゃったり殺しちゃったりする可能性があるから、それはどうするのかみたいな。
Yeah, I really don't think that's going to be much of an issue. I mean, NASA has plans to go there already.
Yeah, but they have this law, right? Like space
laws. Yeah,
laws.
There's some like super old law that is just going to be discarded. And it doesn't appear that there's any life on Mars. I mean, it's still possible.
Right.
We haven't checked every nook and cranny. But we've had rovers on Mars for over a decade. And there doesn't appear to be any signs of life on Mars. We have determined that Mars used to be habitable, have oceans and an atmosphere.
Yeah.
And so forth, but
これだったら行っても帰ってこれるんだよね。
Yeah, so those spaceships will all go to Mars at the end of that 26 months. And I think they will actually take a small fuel depot there. And then they're able to produce methane fuel on the surface of Mars.
Okay.
And Yeah, and the ships are going to come back to Earth because we want to use them again.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. これいつ頃行くの?
I'm not sure. They haven't built this spaceship yet.
Okay.
They're still working on it. They've developed the carbon fiber material.
Mm.
They've completed the Raptor engine. Mm. I don't know what else they've actually completed. But, mm. Oh, the fuel tanks. They built those.
Okay.
But they're going to be sending missions to Mars with the Falcon 9 rocket, I think. Mm. They're going to send their capsule there just to see how it does. So this is going down, like, starting now, basically.
Hmm. すごいね。なんか人間が火星に行くか行かないかみたいな話だったのにさ、こんないっぱい送るみたいな、急に。
Mm-hmm. Well, the idea is, if you can have a reliable sort of a railway type thing that goes to Mars every 26 months, then people can plan around it. And that's really what's going to bring all the investment
mm.
and people that are going to be willing to go.
Mm.
And I think it's going to be huge. I mean, if they can pull it off,
yeah.
Definitely some of these rockets are going to explode. 100 people are going to die if that happens.
Yeah.
He frankly stated that... the odds of you dying if you want to ride one of these rockets to Mars is high. Just there's nothing we can do about it. So you have to be ready to die if you want to go to Mars, is what he said. He said if you're ready to die, then you may be a candidate for going. Is basically what he said.
So is he going or not?
I'm sure he's going eventually. I don't think he'll be on the first rocket.
Yeah, he can't, right? He shouldn't.
Well, it wouldn't make sense because it's probably hard to run SpaceX from Mars, right?
Right.
So he's got to stay on Earth to run the...
That's true.
...the company. So I don't really think that's an option.
それを言われたら行きたくないね。
But I liked his statement about this being an adventure and that it's important that we...
そうだね。
...have stuff like this.
そうだね。
There's an expression. It's like, I forget where I saw it, but someone said, "Born too early or born too late to explain." Born too late to explore Earth, and born too early to explore outer space.
Hmm.
And that's sort of where we are.
それ言われるとめっちゃ寂しいんですけど、やめて。
We're just exploring, you know, Minecraft or something.
Yeah.
But at
まあでも地球だってね、まだ全然、あのこの間さ、あの毒ガエルが吐いた、毒ガエルが吐いたその吐砂物の中から、あのまあ食べたものとして新しい種類のアリが発見されましたみたいな、アマゾンかどっかで。
What?
なんかもう
In the vomit.
そう、人類がこれまで発見したことなかったアリ。がカエルの吐砂物の中から見つかった。
Does it live there?
No. It was just consumed.
Okay.
And this frog somehow just threw up.
Okay.
And だからそのアリを発見した
Is the frog okay?
昆虫が I don't know maybe not. その昆虫学者の人も言ってたよ。こう人間は地球のこと全部わかってるみたいな風に思いがちだけども。やっぱりこれだけこんな見たこともないアリがまだいたりとか、まあ、昆虫なんて本当見たことない種類がいっぱいあるわけで、
right.
全然地球のことを人間はまだまだ分かってないんですよっていう。
Right. Mm. Sure, but it's not, you know, we don't have the thing where people are coming back on some sailboat and it's like, you know, we were fighting these sea monsters and there's this whole unexplored world like across this ocean and we were there and here are these spices and...And have some of these chilies or whatever, you know. And,
yeah, but still, you know.
But that's what's going to happen with Mars, or that's what's going to happen. That I really think we are in some weird in-between stage.
Hmm.
right?
Well, if there's no life on Mars, then it is possible that Earth is way more exciting in the end. That's something you know only after you go to Mars, actually, I guess. Like, oh, actually, I like Earth better. And that's something you can say only if you've been to other planets.
Yeah.
Which is also cool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but...
What I'm excited for is just if we can establish a civilization on Mars from scratch under the direction of Elon Musk, I'm sure it's going to be such a good model for how we should be conducting things here on Earth. There should be some feedback between the planets culturally.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be like Elysium.
I don't remember that movie. I don't know if I saw it. Was it the Tom Cruise one?
Matt Damon. Like all the rich people are living on this other planet. Artificial planet, maybe? I don't remember. But it's like super peaceful. Everyone's rich. You know, it's governed really nicely. And here, it's just all the people who are stuck here, who can't afford to go up there, and your life is shitty.
Yeah, well, that's what happened with countries.
Right.
You know, the oldest countries in the world, the oldest civilizations in the world are the least developed places in the world. Look at Africa. Look at the Middle East. It's a perfect correlation. But when you had people that were aggressively exploring and going to other places, those are the places that were filled with people who were explorers and had this willpower.
まあ、あと新しくルールを作らなくちゃいけないからね。ゼロから。そうすると、まあ、いいものにしようっていうモチベーションがあるよね。
Yeah, I mean, we've discussed it before, but Elon has this weird, you know, he has ideas about how government should be
operating. Yeah, that's what makes me think of this movie, you know, because I would want to live there.
What do you think about terraforming Mars?
Is that possible?
It's possible.
Like, なんだっけ? Nuclear bombs? To produce oxygen or something? What did he say?
There are a few options. I mean, it depends exactly what we want to do. But basically, we need to warm up the planet. I think the core of Mars is actually dead right now, or relatively inactive.
It's so ironic, no? We're talking about global warming here. And we need to warm up another planet. And we need to use a lot of energy to do that.
Yeah, we need a lot of global warming on Mars immediately. There should be a way to just export our global warming.
ね、本当、おすそ分けしたいよね、こっちのさ、温暖化をあっちに。
But yeah, nuclear bombs over the poles has been suggested.
Yeah.
But there's also the issue of radiation on Mars.
そこそこ。
So if we can't establish an atmosphere there, then the first people that go to Mars...are going to be exposed to relatively high levels of radiation. And that's a shitty place to get cancer.
ね、so. っていうか誰が行くのじゃあ。その2000何百万円払える能力があり、死ぬ覚悟もできていて。
Oh, anyway, I think most people can afford this. You won't need to have anything on Earth. Like you would sell everything you own.You would not have a house, you would not have a car, you would not have anything.
いやでもそしたら嫌でも帰ってこれないじゃん。Like shit, I sold everything to come here.
Well, you can come back and, you know, you've been to Mars, like you'll have opportunities here.
I guess.
Yeah, they'll throw you straight into whatever pop singer.
まずその2000何百万を用意し、その物を売るにしてもね、家とか全部家財道具なり。で死ぬ覚悟ができていて、さらにそういう強い放射能にさらされるのもいいやみたいな人いる
？But you're on Mars. It's dope, and you get to do really cool stuff.
But would you go?
Not soon. I don't know if I would go. I want to see how those launches go first. For
Maybe
sure.
Maybe if you're like 95 years old or something. I don't know.
Maybe. Unfortunately, the terraforming process will take too long for any of us to experience that.
まあ、そうだよね。
But there's like,
一瞬でできたらびっくりする。
You can take it really far because you can terraform the planet. You could restart the core of the planet by hitting it with like an asteroid or something. And you can actually start life on the planet. We could genetically engineer life from scratch and do the whole God mode thing on Mars.
Right.
Like that's possible.
まあね。だから教科書に名前を絶対に自分の名前を載せたい人とかはこれがチャンスだよね。
Yeah.
歴史に名を刻みたい人。
It's boss. If you go to Mars, you've got my respect.
次。
On Monday, presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump clashed in the first of three pre-election political debates. The debate was estimated to have over 100 million viewers, making it the most watched political debate in history. The debate touched on issues like Donald Trump's tax returns, China's global warming conspiracy, Hillary Clinton's email scandal, the rigging of the primary elections by the Democratic National Convention, Trump's birther conspiracy about Obama, and past sexist remarks by Donald Trump. Political discussion touched on tariffs, immigration, stop and frisk, ISIS, TPP, taxes, and infrastructure. Following the debate, major media outlets declared a landslide victory for one candidate or another, almost entirely predetermined by their previous political alliances. Online poll opinions were generally more even.
月曜日、大統領候補のヒラリー・クリントンとドナルド・トランプが第1回目のテレビ討論会に参加しました。視聴者は1億人を超え、歴史上最も視聴者の多い討論会となりました。討論ではトランプ氏の納税申告や女性差別発言の話から地球温暖化は中国が作り出した陰謀だ、オバマ大統領は実はアメリカ人ではないなどのトランプ氏の過去のコメントに触れたほか、クリントン氏の国家機密メール問題、民主党の特定候補者への変更問題なども話題になりました。その他、関税、移民、職務質問、ISIS、TPP、税金、インフラなどについて討論されました。討論後、主なメディアはこぞって元から支援しているどちらかの候補の勝利を宣言しました。ネット上のアンケートでは意見は分かれています。そうなんだね。なんか私が普段見てるメディアはみんなクリントンが圧勝だったみたいなことを書いてるから、それはでも単に私が日頃どっち側のメディアを見てるかっていうことの反映に過ぎないってことだよね。
Did you see media outlets that were saying the opposite?
No.
Really?
No.
Hmm.
だからそれぐらい偏ってるってことだよね、私が見てるものが。
Yeah. To me, it was like immediately obvious that this was happening. But I was looking at different media sources. Because as soon as I looked at articles about it, that were like so insanely pro Clinton.
Yeah.
And I watched the debates. It's like, what? This is kind of biased. The thing is,
I didn't watch it.
Oh, really?
I only saw these headlines. And the compilation, it was a video of Trump. It was a compilation of him during the debate, like, being awkward or strange. Like, him being like, みたいな I don't know.
Well, Howard Dean, was it Howard Dean? I think it was Howard Dean, but I might be wrong, suggested that Donald Trump was on cocaine during the debates.
そんな感じだった?変だったってこと?なんか言動が、言動というかテンションがおかしかった?
I don't know. I didn't really notice anything. But supposedly, I think Howard Dean does a lot of cocaine, so he would know.
そうなんだよね。
Because he was the guy that was like, losing it on stage. Yeah. So I think he's kind of projecting something there.
そう、自分がやってないとわかんないよね。見ても。
I mean, I didn't really notice anything. I noticed that Hillary was smiling a lot, sort of awkwardly. But her facial expressions have been kind of off lately. I don't know what that's about. Like her eyes do weird things and she...
Aren't people suspecting that she has Parkinson's or something like that?
I don't think she has. I don't know. I haven't really read up on that speculation. But, I mean, she seemed fine.
Okay. That's good.
The debate itself was a pretty low-level discussion. They didn't really go into any depth. Clinton didn't say anything specific about any of the policy suggestions that Trump made, while Trump was actually being more specific than he usually is about what he wants to do. And Clinton just didn't even address it. I was really disappointed in how Clinton handled herself during the debate. Most of the things I've read that are talking about how well they did was just sort of talking about their demeanor and how they conducted themselves and not about the content itself.
テレビ討論会ってそっちが大事なんだよね。結局話の内容よりかもどっちが自信満々に話してるとかどちらの方が余裕しゃくしゃくに見えるかっていうことが結局ものすごく取り沙汰されてしまって、
none of these articles are reallygoing into what was said on policies or arguments that were actually made.
なんかニクソンとケネディの時にそれがすごい顕著だったんだよね。確か。だからテレビで見てる人はケネディが絶対勝ったなって思ったけど、ラジオで聞いてる人はニクソンが勝ったって思ったっていうぐらい、もう全部その所作とかこうどれぐらい笑顔が出てるかとかこう健康なんていうの顔色がいい悪いとかで見られちゃうから、
Yeah, it's bizarre. It doesn't make any sense to do it that way. It doesn't make sense for us to evaluate them that way if they're going to be president. This is supposed to be a serious thing. This is supposed to be the most powerful political position or any position on the planet.
まあでもトランプがここまで来てる時点でもうさ、それを期待できないよね正直。まあこれ2人ともそうだけど、
most of the debate was them just shitting on the other person. And at one point it was like the moderator was shitting on Trump.
What?
I honestly thought it was very much biased towards Clinton. And part of the reason for thatI think is the media is very much owned by Clinton and the Democratic Party at this point. And you can tell by who's making donations to the campaign, and Clinton has a history of going to large investment banks and speaking for 45 minutes and getting paid, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands. She's been bribed her whole career, and she's a mess. But so is Donald Trump. So when they both get up there, they're just, well, you did this. Well, what about when you said this? I never said that.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it was the whole time.
それ結構日本の国会を見ててもそうなっちゃうんだよね。結局こう相手の上げ足取りとか相手をいかに貶めるかっていう、もう子供の喧嘩みたいな感じを45分間とか1時間2時間とかやっちゃう。でそれが国民のために、だから何のためにこの仕事してんだっけっていうのをもう忘れてる。
いや、
本当に目の前のすごくペリーなことに気を取られて、それがメインのフォーカスになっちゃうっていうのは、まあどこの国でもあるんだねきっとね。
Don't you think the format is wrong?I don't like the format at all. I don't think, first of all, the time limit is ridiculous. We're trying to decide president of the United States. We've got time. And why is there a moderator? Are these children? Like, why are they being babysat? You guys are two grown adults. You guys can't sit down and have a conversation and have people listen to the conversation and then kind of determine it that way. You know?
Like a...
This is like what we do on a regular basis is so much more thorough.
そうね。
than this debate format.
そのお互いを蹴落とそうみたいな上げ足取りを取ろう 撮ってやろうっていうつもりで2人とも来ちゃってるから、それは確かにモデレーターなしで建設的な会話はできないよね。
うん、
だそういう意味で確かに大人ではないよね。
It's embarrassing.
確かにね、大統領になろうとしてる人たちなわけだからね。まあこれどうなるんだろうね、本当。
Are you surprised that Trump is still around and doing this well?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still. It's incredible. I didn't think he would come this far to begin with. So.
Do you think he'll win?
At this point, I have no idea.
You probably think Clinton's going to win based on, I mean, the impression that you get is Clinton's going to win, right? From the media.
From the media, yes.
Right. But that's more a statement about where you are.
Right. Well, what I thought, もともとさ、こう、トランプ支持者の方が、投票に行くだろうって言われてるじゃん。
うん。
強い思いがあるわけだから。で、アメリカンアイドルとかもそうなんだけど、この人勝ちそうだなって思うとみんな投票しないんだよね。他の人が投票するだろうと思って、自分はいいやって感じで、その一番いけそうな人が落ちたりってよくあるんだよね。だから私はそのクリントン圧勝みたいなメディアのヘッドラインをめちゃくちゃ見たから、 あまりにこうやって言われてると逆にみんな投票行かなくて負けるってこともあるかもしれないなと思ったんだけど、ただそれが全体で言えたことじゃないんであれば、まあそれは別に心配する必要ないんだと思うけど。
Well, I think more commonly in politics we see that if someone doesn't look like they're going to win, no one will vote for them.
Well.
And we really see that phenomenon amplified with third party candidates. Because you're like, you know, you're throwing your vote away or whatever. Right? I feel like something weird has been going on with the Democratic Party, the way that they've played down all these crazy things that have been happening with the DNC. And then right after this debate, the audacity of some of these media outlets to come out and just declare a total domination by Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And then they show whatever poll that they want to show, right?
Yeah.
But there's polls everywhere. And the obviously the most Democrat-leaning site has the most Democrat leading poll, and so they have the most Democrat leading headline, and then it just goes on and on. And the same is true for the Republican side.
その票を捨てるようなものだって言って勝たなそうな人に入れないっていうのは本当にもったいないよね。特に日本だと、どうせここが勝てなそうだからここに入れてもしょうがないかみたいな。でもそこに入れることによって、そのどうせ勝った人たちへのプレッシャーにもなるわけじゃん。なんかそれをもうちょっと、なんか I think that's really important, you know.
Well, how important is this election really? It's hard to tell.
Yeah. っていうか、トランプ大統領になってるところがやっぱり想像できないというかさ、外交とかだってどうするの？その首脳会談とかに出るんだよ、だって、そこで喋るんだよ、喋れんのみたいな、国連とか行くんだよ。
most powerful person on the face of the planet in the history of the human civilization will be Donald Trump if he wins, right?
どうするの？国連でスピーチとかさ、何を喋るの？すごいことになるよね。だから想像ができなすぎる、あまりにも。
He denied saying that global warming was a conspiracy by the Chinese government. He denied that.
それもすごい記事になってたね。
But he absolutely tweeted that, 100%. I saw it when he tweeted it.
でもなんかそれすらも、普通の候補者だったらそこが一番の問題点になるはずじゃん。え、この人地球温暖化中国の陰謀だと思ってんのっていうところが一番の問題点として争点になるはずが、問題がありすぎてそれすらもなんかこう小さく見えてくるっていうかさ、その時点でちょっとやばいよね。 ヒラリーさんもヒラリーさんでこうまあ信用できない、まあみんな思ってることだと思うけどこれは、
うん、
まあこの政治家人生の中で意見もコロコロコロコロ変えてきてるし、まあ、同性愛の話とかだけとってもね、
うん、
なんかこう自分の意見っていう信念みたいなものがないじゃん。
いや、もう It's an issue.
政治家としてはなんてイーボーな政治家としてはもう鏡だと思う、それでここまで成功してるわけだから。でもなんかこう自分をリプレゼントしてほしいかっていう国の代表としてってなった時にそれはまた別問題だよねやっぱり。
It was amazing to see how dismissive Trump is of alternative energy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Hillary was talking about how we need to incorporate more alternative energies and,、
hmm.
and that climate change is a real issue. And Trump was like,、we invested in a solar company.We all saw how that went, you know, and just kind of brushed the whole thing off, like just like that.
Hmm.
And I mean, he's referring to a solar company called Solyndra that received funding from Obama, probably unnecessarily so. But that's not the approach we should be taking in the first place.
ちょっとね。どうするんだろうね。だからこれ見てると、あ、今アメリカ人じゃなくてよかったって思っちゃう。この選挙に参加したくないもんだって。
Yeah, well Yeah.
しかもそれを悩みとして、自分に直接 relevant な悩みとして抱えたくないもん。
うん。
なんか
I mean technically I can vote.
Are you gonna vote though?
No.
だって ほとんどカウントされないでしょ。
They won't count my vote. It would be considered an absentee ballot. Even if they did count it, they would count it along with all the military votes, which are also absentee ballots. Those would probably be for Trump. And then my voter registration is in Texas, so...That makes it even more pointless.
Yeah.
The system is a sham. It's a lie. The way they redraw these districts, the way that the voting power is set up in each state, it's not one person, one vote. We don't get to vote on issues. The candidates are bullshit. Fuck the system. It doesn't make any sense. And I think a lot of people my age are done with this. There really needs to be...reform and talk about the system. You can debate Trump, Hillary all day, but we're going to get a shit future either way. There needs to be real changes to the political system. We can't have we just saw the leaks where the Democratic National Convention, the Democratic Party, conspired to eliminate Bernie Sanders as a candidate for presidency. That's an outrage. It's an outrage. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not real.And if you think that politics in Japan are any better, you're crazy. There's no way.
Yeah, for sure.
That's just the reality of it. I mean, it's heavy, but that's what I think. Based on what I know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not compelling. Am I compelled to go vote for Hillary Clinton? I don't think anyone should be, or Trump.Or deal with any of this, really.
Yeah.
It's an insult to everyone's intelligence that these two people are up there debating this way for this position. It's almost beyond belief.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, it's 2016 and we're trying to go to Mars and everything. And
yeah, that's how we're going to fix it. You actually have to go to a different planet to get a reasonable political system at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
お話は終わりですか?
Yep.
あれ、これ選挙自体はいつなんだっけ?
November.
Okay. もうすぐだね。もう10月だもんね。ほぼ。ほぼ。
Yeah, it's gone really fast. We skipped summer. With those typhoons. Yeah. And now this weather is kind of
eerie. 昨日と今日結構暑いけどね。
Yeah.
台風多かったもんね、本当に。
Mm.
Oh well. 文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Mac と Android のアプリから購入できますので試してみてください。1話目から3話目は無料で月額240円で全部読み放題っていうのをやっています。
激安、
スポンサーをつけないで自腹でやっておりますので、ぜひ気に入れば購入してください。あと LINE のステッカー、マイケルが作った渾身の力作スタンプ。 Damn it,
you're consistent though.
Yeah, I am、well, I mean, my line says it's sticker because it's in English、so that's my defense、it's not like I came up with it、そう、LINE ストアからバイリンガルニュースって検索すると出てきますので、猫星人ステッカーぜひ、チェックしてください。あと Twitter、Instagram、Facebook やってますので、そちらもフォローお願いします。 Twitter で質問してくれると答えやすいです。
Yep.
終わり？
以上です。
終わり。バイ
バイ。